ABP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli forces have rescued a hostage from Hamas's tunnel network in Gaza. The AP's Joe Fetterman in Jerusalem.
The man has been identified as Kaid Farhan Al-Qadi. He is a member of Israel's Bedouin Arab minority, and he was working as a security guard last October 7th when he was abducted with roughly 250 other people. His rescue has lifted spirits in a country that is wary after nearly 11 months of war.
Dozens of hostages remain in captivity, while international mediators are trying to broker a ceasefire deal that would see them released. At least five people reported killed in Ukraine after a second day of Russian drone and missile strikes across the country. But President Volodymyr Zelensky says some were shot down by F-16 fighter jets before they reached their targets. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign has released a new ad highlighting her plan to build 3 million homes. Ed Donahue has more.
The ad uses Harris's personal experience growing up in rental housing while her mother saved for a decade before she could buy a home. The ad goes after voters in swing states like Nevada and Arizona. Her plans call for more home construction and as much as $25,000 in government assistance to first-time buyers. There would also be tax breaks for home builders focused on first-time buyers with incentives for companies building rental housing. Donald Trump has floated ideas for lowering housing costs, including a suggestion stopping illegal immigration would reduce demand for housing and bring down prices. A Trump campaign spokesperson says Kamalanomics is to blame for home ownership becoming less attainable. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed a new indictment against Donald Trump over his efforts to undo the 2020 presidential election. It keeps the same criminal charges but narrows the allegations against him following a Supreme Court opinion that conferred broad immunity on former presidents. And in economic news, the Conference Board says consumer confidence is up. This is AP News. The man who turned Barnes & Noble into the country's most powerful bookseller has died.
Leonard Riggio died Tuesday of Alzheimer's disease at the age of 83, according to his family. Riggio was an engineering student at New York University working at a campus bookstore when he started a rival store, Student Book Exchange, that helped him buy Barnes & Noble, which was one store in Manhattan in 1971. Riggio turned Barnes & Noble into such a powerhouse that a book could be a bestseller or a flop based on where it was in the store, or if it was in the store at all. Barnes & Noble was a dominant seller in the 1990s and put independent bookstores out of business. Then Amazon came along. Indie bookshops became allies with Barnes & Noble in the fight to keep physical stores open. Riggio stepped down as chairman in 2019. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And Dolly Parton, whose father never got the chance to learn to read, is sending free books to children in 21 states, aiming to improve literacy. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.